The final step is to fill the space previously occupied by the noxious substance with something nourishing. We find the most important thing to fill the emptiness is the peace, comfort, and awareness that come from meditation. When people who have been indulging in a life-damaging habit begin meditating, they often spontaneously lose their desire for the toxic experience. When someone who has relinquished a toxic habit complains that they have started it up again, the first question we ask is, "Are you still meditating?" Invariably, the answer is no, often because their life was becoming so dynamic, their meditation time became a lower priority. Regularly accessing the quiet, expanded state of awareness through meditation is an essential component of releasing noxious habits. Other approaches that can be useful in filling the space left by the habitual behavior include starting an exercise program, taking classes in a subject that is fascinating to you, and dedicating yourself to healing your relationships. It is sad how often a toxic behavior that compensates for a lack of love actually reduces the likelihood of finding genuine love. It can be very helpful to join support groups of people who have gone or are going through the transformation you're seeking. Associate with people who support your healthy choices and minimize your exposure to those looking to reinforce their toxic habits by disparaging your efforts to change your life. The elimination of toxins awakens the capacity for renewal. A very simple but powerful purification technique is to boost your intake of water. The human body is approximately 3/4 water, and most biochemical reactions operate best within a narrow window of concentration. Several scientific studies have found that our sensitivity to thirst diminishes as we age, so we become at risk for developing subtle levels of dehydration, of which we may not be consciously aware. Most people do not drink enough water, which can lead to a host of symptoms. Headaches, constipation, dry skin, fatigue, and indigestion may actually reflect subtle dehydration. Some physicians have gone as far as to suggest that many common health concerns, including high blood pressure, asthma, and chronic pain, have their origins in dehydration. Assuming that you do not have kidney or liver problems, we recommend getting into the habit of drinking water throughout the day. You can calculate the recommended number of ounces of daily water intake by dividing your weight in pounds by 2. For example, if you weigh 160 pounds, your daily water intake should be 80 ounces or 10 cups per day. Soda beverages, tea, and coffee do not count, as their caffeine content has a diuretic effect. Similarly, alcohol also causes water loss and does not contribute to rehydration. If you're active in sports, taking diuretics, or live in a hot, dry climate, increase your daily intake by another 10 to 15%. Favor water-rich fruits and vegetables, including cantaloupe, grapefruit, peaches, watermelon, asparagus, peppers, carrots, and mushrooms. Minimize your intake of artificially sweetened beverages. When you're drinking enough water, you will feel the need to empty your bladder about every 2 hours. Many people who follow this water routine report that they more easily lose unwanted weight and have more energy and less chronic aches and pains. Drinking plenty of fresh, pure water is one of the simplest and least expensive ways to reverse the aging process. Freshly grown and lovingly prepared foods are richest in prana or life energy. Foods that have been sitting around for months in a can on your shelf are less likely to nourish your body, mind, and spirit. Start a vegetable garden in your backyard and grow fresh herbs and spices to enhance your meals. Shop at your local farmers' markets and take the time to prepare delicious meals. make the preparation of meals a family or community experience so you can enjoy the process as well as the product. There is increasing evidence that the pesticides and artificial fertilizers used in modern agriculture are taking their toll on our health. These synthetic chemicals are finding their way into our air and water supply. They have been implicated as possibly contributing to a number of different cancers, particularly of the reproductive system. Studies have shown that it takes diligent washing to remove the pesticide residues that are present on fruits and vegetables. For these reasons, we encourage you to favor organically grown foods.